兄弟姊妹好，早起。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
真欢喜今仔日小弟哥姊妹，我当教丁一做一敬拜。
I'm glad to be able to come and worship with you and share the word with you.
实在因讲对马拉布恩基督教会领唱是真特别高。
I really enjoy the praise and worship of UECM.
对正格到全少年家，实在真水。
From the music to the young people, I love it.
咱们唱的歌。恁都爱无，也好听。
And especially the songs that we sang a while ago.
你再过去几礼拜，我咧看 TV， 我咧看 NBA。
A few days ago, I was watching a TV show, the NBA.
我咧看 The Inside Stuff。
I was watching The Inside Stuff。
然后就一啲 inside 有 Shaquille O'Neal、Charles Barkley、叫 Isaiah Thomas inside 第一打。
And in the show, there's Shaquille O'Neal, Isaiah Thomas, and
Charles Barkley.
Do you know what they were arguing about? They were arguing about who is the greatest NBA team of all time. Who do you think is the greatest NBA team?
真多名提出来。
Many names were mentioned.
Charles Barkley 有讲 Chicago Bulls.
Charles Barkley said it was Chicago Bulls.
Shaquille O'Neal 讲在什么 LA Lakers.
And Shaquille O'Neal said, of course it is LA Lakers.
Isaiah Thomas 讲在什么 Boston Celtics.
And Isaiah Thomas rooted for Boston Celtics.
这个真多真多对出来。
And they mentioned many other names.
但是当因讲公告这个队的名，因拢同意讲这个就是最第一高的。
But when they mentioned one team, they all agreed that this was the best team. They did not argue anymore. But agreed that this was the greatest team. Do you know what this team is?
BBA? This is the team. 1992 USA Dream Team.
The 1992 USA Dream Team.
这个就是超级美国拍球的历史最第一高的拍球队。
This is the best basketball team in the history of USA basketball.
因为因每一个人真蛮大高。
Because each of these players are great players.
甚至因去1992世运去拼的时阵，因赢金牌。
In fact, in the 1992 Olympics, they won the gold medal.
因赢金牌，真少真少，每队咧拍。
In fact, they won over every opponent by a minimum of 40 points. In fact, the team who went there were not fighting with them. They were there to take pictures with them or sign autographs. And they were happy just for their sweat to rub on them. They were not competing with them. They want to shake hands with them. And they want to be pictured with their idols.
这个就是最第一高，头几季美国拍球的历史最第一高的拍球队。
And this is the best basketball team in the history of USA basketball.
但是这队真特别，因为有一个人特别高。
But this team was special because of one person.
这个人真高，拍球真高，接球真高，抢球真高，分球。
He was a sharp shooter. He is a great rebound player, and he is a good ball passer.
伊真够大贵大队
，and he is a good captain ball.
你知伊是啥阿不
？Do you know who he is?
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
大家人拢认定伊是贵个拍球个历史最第一高个拍球员。
Everyone knows him as the greatest basketball that has.Basketball player that has ever lived. In fact, people call him the Lord of the Rings.
Michael Jordan.
The Lord of the Ring.
What is the Lord? I know that there are a lot of
I know that you, some of you are basketball fanatics. But I also know that some of you may not like basketball. But the reason I'm telling you is because our message today is in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 11 talks about faith. And in Hebrews, it mentioned several names. And these people came from different backgrounds. Some are male, some are female. Some are poor, some are rich. Some are educated, some are uneducated. Some are young and some are old. But no matter what background, they were all called heroes of faith.
NBA dream team.
And they're just like the USA Dream Team, a group of heroes of faith. And among these heroes of faith, there is one who is particularly the best. His faith is the best. Can you guess?
Abraham.
Abraham. Abraham was the greatest man of faith.
Michael Jordan.
He is like the Michael Jordan of faith. Today we're going to look at what kind of faith Abraham has. But we cannot just look at Hebrews chapter 11. To understand clearly, we must go back to Genesis 22. May I ask everyone to read together Genesis 22. Please rise. Brothers and sisters, we are going to read God's Word. Let us bring a reverent attitude in reading of His Word. Genesis 22, verse 1 to 12. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham, here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain I will show you." Early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son, Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son, Isaac. And he himself carried the fire and the knife as the two of them went on together. Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, "Father." "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and wood are here," Isaac said, "but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son.
Nare sakap kita. Tiago ne apape songte. Kwan die dien kina de tisige tien, toa toa e tsueka. When this kui diao gun sim dien e bakche ho gun lai tiao ki di si sanga. When this su ho gun tsige binka me sim ho gun kuka lai diao kai songte die tsindi. When this su ho die pok dien, pang tsai mui ku so kong e wei watang ho di mea tito tsi kwa e yin yao. When ane kito si hong tsuya so kito ke siung yang ki.
Amen.
Tia tse. Abraham
Abraham was the greatest man of faith. He was the greatest among the heroes of faith. In fact, the world has three largest religions. Christianity, Judaism, Islam. And these three large religions both all recognize Abraham. They all recognize Abraham as their father. Abraham was called the father of faith. Because he is the most famous man of faith. And so we may be wondering what kind of faith has Abraham has for him to be called the father of faith. The writer of Hebrews tells us by faith Abraham obeyed God. Because Abraham obeyed God, now we call him the father of faith. The Bible tells us that Abraham is the father of faith. Not only that, the Bible also tells us three times that Abraham was a friend of God. Because he obeyed God.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer
Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote, "Only those who obey can believe, and only those who believe can obey." Today, as we look at Abraham's faith, we can learn three things. First, we see that when God called Abraham, he immediately and completely obeyed. Verse 8, it says, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which to go to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. Abraham was not born in
Canaan.
The Bible tells us that he was born in Ur of the Chaldeans.
Ur of the Chaldean city. Hiantai Iraq Elam Lampui.
Ur is in present day Iraq.
Boundary of Iran kiao Iraq.
It is near the boundary of present day Iran and Iraq. The Chaldeans are Babylonians. Just like we call our Visayans Filipinos. So the Chaldeans live in the southern part of Babylon. The archaeologists found the city of Ur. And they discovered something about this city. Because this was a prosperous city. They found out that their walls were tall, wide, and strong. And their streets were wide. And paved with stones. The houses were big. They have big gardens. They have public libraries. In fact, they have their own harbor. Proving that it was a rich city. But what's special is that they found in the middle of the city a great temple. The temple was called Ziggurat. And they worshipped their moon god Nana in this temple. Not only that, they found a mass grave beside the temple. Proving the existence of human sacrifice. Brothers and sisters, Abraham was a wealthy person. Because for a person to live in a rich city, he must be rich. Just like Dasmariñas in Makati. If you are poor, you cannot live in Dasmariñas. People who live in Dasmariñas are rich. Although Abraham was a rich person, and he has a position in society, God called him. When God called him, Now the Lord had said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. How did Abraham respond? So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him. When God called Abraham, Abraham immediately obeyed. He did not hesitate. He did not delay. He did not take his sweet time. But immediately obeyed God. As parents, we usually order our kids. We tell them, whoever is down there, please turn off the light. Our children would not immediately obey. They would take their sweet time, hoping that somebody, a brother, would do it for them. And usually no one does it. Usually the youngest does it. Because the older would tell the younger brother and the next younger brother. I know that because I'm the youngest in the family. Abraham immediately obeyed God. Although he was a rich person, he immediately Abraham was not a poor person. If you're single, you don't have any property, no business, it's easy for you to say, I will migrate tomorrow. Let's say you have a house that's worth $1 million. It would not be difficult for you to leave it behind. But if your house is worth $100 million,
我看咱会去好好想一下，是不是？
You will probably think twice.
你会甲上帝，上帝，等下，但我卖出去厝，讲卖出去地，我才顺摊的。
You might say, Lord, please let me sell my house first.
啊，是等下，我问我生意，我问我牵手发怎啊子？
Or wait, Lord, let me ask my wife first.
啊，别那含不安尼讲。
But Abraham did not do that.
圣经讲，伊就应许答去。
The Bible tells us that he obeyed. And he immediately obeyed God. When someone calls us to do something strange or out of the ordinary,How do we initially respond?
是不是咱大家人讲干哪？
We would ask why.
干哪子啊？
Why?
是不是吗？
Isn't it?
上帝虽然查叫阿伯定要创的物件无简单。
And although Abraham knew that the God commanded him to do something,
阿伯定含无问干哪。
Abraham did not ask why.
伊无讲，哦上帝，我出来买啊，不然我生你老嘞。
He did not say, okay, I'm willing to sell my house, but I'm going to leave my business. I'm going to take back my business. Or that I'll sell my two houses, but I'll leave one for a future. But Abraham immediately and completely obeyed God. This is the first point. Not only did he immediately and completely obey God, but he looked up to God and moved forward. In Hebrews
11:8,
By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. When someone asks you to leave everything behind, are you willing to do it? It's not easy. And so what God is asking Abraham to do is difficult. As if it's not hard enough, God wouldn't tell him where he was going. If God would bring us to the US or Europe or Italy, maybe you will agree because these are nice places.Not only did God ask Abraham to leave everything behind, he did not tell Abraham where he was going. If you don't believe that this is hard, try telling it to your wife. Hey, wife, we're going to sell everything that we have, our house, our properties, our business, and tomorrow we're going to migrate. What would your wife say? You will get an earful. When Abraham came out, although he didn't know where he was going, but he stepped out in faith. God did not spread out a map before Abraham and point him the directions where he was going. Abraham did not know where he was going. God did not bring Abraham up to the heavens.
会看过哦，这个以色列对这个将来我要给你。
to let him see Israel, the future promised land.
上帝不会看。
God did not show him.
伊完全唔知影伊要往倒落去。
He did not know where he was going.
上帝无讲讲。
Because God did not tell him.
伊只是讲讲，你出来。
Only to ask him to step out.
阿伯特罕伊安尼踏出来，是咱叫做 on a need to know basis.
His stepping out in faith is like a need to know basis.
你在咱做基督徒
，as believers，
咱咧行这条信心的道路
，and as we walk through this path of faith，
常常也是安尼款
，is the same things。
你咧上帝当伊好调调，将伊所谓设计，那简单讲，互咱知影。
If God should reveal His entire plan to us。
能感谢主
We thank him.
因为真罕托上帝有安尼款来来做。
Because God seldom do that.
真常上帝伊那咧呼召人的时阵
，When God calls people，
伊无完全的显明乎伊伊的设计。
He would not reveal the entire plan.
伊乎你知影淡薄呢。
He would reveal to you a little.
第一个淡薄你就凭信心踏出来顺从上帝。
And in that little revelation, he wants you to step out in faith.
打出来以后，上帝再继续和你知影淡薄。
And as you step out in faith, he will reveal a little more.
只有够夹当和你骨气在打一步。
Just enough for you to step out in faith.
你打出来以后，一记在和你看淡薄。
And as you step out in faith a little more, he reveals to you
some more.
This is usually how God calls us.
Because
as he calls us, he wants to train our faith. He doesn't dilly-dally. He wants to train us.
你知道为什么很多人现在很艰苦顺从上帝
Do you know why it's difficult for many people to obey God?
因为他们的日子的事物他们不会听起上帝的声音
Maybe in the business of their lives they cannot hear God
因为他们不爱顺从上帝他们一双手他们耳看了他们不会听起上帝的声音
Or maybe because they don't want to listen to God they cover their ears
那你是不是就相信咱所侍奉的上帝是一个满有疼心、满有好的上帝。
Brothers and sisters, understand that the God we serve is a loving God.
是喜爱侍奉伊人民和民的上帝。
He is a God who wants to give good gifts.
伊要顾咱。
He wants to take care of us.
伊唔是要害咱。
He doesn't want to harm us.
伊的设计是要对咱好的将来。
And his plan is for our good.
咱应该就会晓来信靠伊。
We must learn how to trust Him.
其中一个大原因，咱未晓要怎信靠上帝是什么呢
？And when we don't know how to trust in God,
是因为咱无够明白咱的上帝是啥
？It's because we do not know our God.
咱的上帝那咧带咱行
，When our God guides us,
伊唔是要害咱，要伤咱，唔是安尼。
He's not out there to harm us.Although sometimes it's difficult because we don't see the way we're going. And this is exactly the lesson God wants us to learn. That by faith, step out. And when we don't know where to go because we have not been told, How do we obey?
你就将你的目睭、你的眼光专注来看上帝。
Fix your eyes on God.
来看上帝，因为伊知影要走应许的行。
Fix your eyes on God because He knows where to lead you.
有一个影戏《Moana》，我唔知你有看到。
There's a movie Moana.
一个细汉查甫啊，伊发现了伊祖宗是一个过海的人。
She discovered that her ancestors were sea voyagers.
你在正早啊，古早的人，因怎样过海无
？In the olden days, how do they cross the sea?
伊那无指南针，伊也无 GPS， 伊那无 Waze， 无地图，无导航。
They don't have maps. They don't have GPS, Waze, or a compass.
因怎样行？
How do they cross?
因都是夹天啊，仰天看在天来行。
They look up to the heavens and see the stars.
你在阿弥，你来看星，你看到这个，你发现到这个真特别、特别大、特别光的星。
At night, when you look up in the stars, you will find one particular star.
这个叫做北星。
The North Star.
伊就是正正伫北边，正正伫迄搭北边。
This star is always in the north.
Big Dipper,
It is the last star of the Big Dipper. So in the olden days, when they crossed the ocean, they look up. And when they look at the North Star, they know where the North is. No matter where they come from, they know where to go. Because the North Star is constantly in the North. Its position never changes.
你在咱圣经有提到一个星。
The Bible also tells us about a star.
这个星是固定的。
And this star is special.
运未改变。
Because it never changes.
这个就是明亮的星。明亮的星。
This is the bright and morning star.
明亮的星。
The bright star.
伊的名就是主耶稣基督。
And his name is Jesus Christ.
你无论在你什么款的生命中，只要你要看上帝，看耶稣，按伊来行，你就会行到。
And no matter where you are in your life, just look to Jesus, and you will know where you're going.
因为伊是永未改变。
Because he will never change.
无论你有什么款的情形，无论你唔知影你要怎行，只要将你的眼光专注来看上帝，你行会到。
And no matter what situations you have in life, and you don't know where to go, just look to Jesus, and you will know.What to do.
Abraham, 就是安尼。
Abraham was like that.
他专注地看上帝。
He just fixed on God.
他认定说，上帝就是他所有一切的源源。
Understanding that God is the source of his everything.
他没允许让他的财产直接来阻挡他。
He did not allow his inheritance to control him.
他没愿意让他的钱财直接来影响他的思想。
Or he did not allow his money, his wealth to control him.
他没愿意他的父母、他的朋友、他的亲戚直接来阻挡他来跟随上帝。
He did not allow his parents and his loved ones to hinder him.
你知道吗？
Do you know why?
因为阿伯勒罕不是在看现在的情形。
Because Abraham is not looking at his present.
Abraham 会看上帝，看将来的情形。
Abraham knew how to look into the future.
伊唔是咧看现在，乃是看将来。
He does not look at the present, but the future.
你在这里看的原文的意思是什么意思不？
Do you know what this look, this word look mean?
真正的期望。
Earnestly expecting.
真正的期望。
Earnestly expecting.
阿伯勒罕真正咧期望什么？
What is he earnestly expecting?
伊咧期望什么？
What is he earnestly expecting?
希伯来书第九章，第九节第十一讲人讲。
Verse 9.
因信，伊做外人客，徛伫永恩的地，点伫张无来，甲他一个永恩的共同家信人，家信人以撒雅各一样，因为伊咧当个做有根基的城，这个城是上帝所设计、所建造的。
By faith he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
阿伯勒罕，伫伊拍无物件，伫伊损失物件，对伊无啥物地带。
Even though Abraham would lose everything, for him it doesn't matter. Because these are not valuable in his mind. In his mind, what's important is the future. What is there in the future? The future is that God would lead him to a city. He wants to follow God because he knew that God is going to show him something. To put simply, Abraham knew how to look at things with an eternal perspective. Brothers and sisters, forgive me for saying this. As believers, we always allow our present to affect us. We don't know how to look at things with an eternal perspective.
Settle down.
We are told to settle down. Go find a good job or open a good business. When you have saved enough money, marry. And then after your marriage, go and earn more money. So that you can buy a beautiful house or a car. And after that, earn more money. So that you can enjoy your life. And then take care of your parents. And then earn more money. So that you can leave something for your children and grandchildren. We think about money. And we think about all the things that the present can give us. Please listen. Money is important. But money is not the only thing. Don't think about money all the time. The Bible tells
us
the Bible tells us in Colossians 3:2 to set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. And this is exactly how Abraham thinks. When God called him, not only did he completely obey God, he knew how to fix his eyes on God and move forward. The last point, when God called Abraham, he was willing to give up everything for God. In Abraham's life, God has been training him, testing him. And the last testing was recorded in Genesis
22.
This was the most difficult. Do you know why Abraham is called the father of faith? Because he was willing to give up everything like a father would give his everything. When God called Abraham to sacrifice his son, your beloved son sacrificed him for me. How did Abraham respond? He immediately obeyed. Earlier, when God called him to leave his properties, he immediately obeyed. And now God asked him to sacrifice his son. He immediately obeyed. In fact, the Bible tells us that he got up early the next morning, cut some wood, saddled on the donkey, and moved. Do you know why Abraham got up early that morning? In my personal opinion, I'm thinking that's probably because he wasn't able to sleep the night before. If someone were to ask you to sacrifice your son, would you be able to sleep? I believe that Abraham couldn't sleep that night thinking. You must remember that Abraham was a rich person. He was a big businessman. He did not have to personally cut the wood himself. Why would he personally cut the wood? He has servants to do it for him. I believe he wanted to do it himself so he could take his mind away from that thought. And after that, he saddled the wood on the donkey. And he immediately left. As I was preparing this message, I was having a difficult time. I had a difficult time with this passage. It was difficult for me to understand why a loving God would ask Abraham to sacrifice his son. And as if this was not hard enough, God allowed Abraham 3 days to go from Beersheba, where he was living, to Moriah.
Mount Moriah is a mountain range.
Mount Moriah is a mountain range. And it is found in present day Jerusalem. And from where he was living, it requires 3 days of travel. I believe that this was the most difficult 3 days of Abraham's life. Because for 3 days he was thinking whether to obey God or not. If you want me to obey, Lord, why would you ask me to travel 3 days? As fathers, you would understand how difficult this is. But why would God ask Abraham to sacrifice his son? Is this right? Is this right to ask a father to sacrifice his son?
Martin Luther, tung ilet song iye ka ting lepay.
As Martin Luther was doing family devotions, he came across this passage. And his wife asked him, "This is wrong. It is wrong to ask a father to sacrifice his son."
Martin Luther, he didn't say anything.
Martin Luther did not say anything. But after a few seconds, he replied, "This is not wrong. Because our God sacrificed His only Son for our sins. We are his enemies, but he sacrificed his son for us." So what God was asking Abraham to do, he has already done it. Because it was part of God's plan in Genesis chapter 3 to sacrifice his son. And so this is not wrong. Before I entered the pastoral ministry of UECM, I remember that God clearly impressed this lesson on me. He told me that whatever I have, my wealth, my family, they don't belong to me. They all belong to God. The things that I call my own, my wealth, my family, are borrowed from God. And anytime He wants to take it, So how will you respond? When everything is going smoothly in our lives, it's easy for us to say thanks to God. When everyone is healthy in the family, it's easy to say thanks. When you're earning money, it's easy to say thanks. And when our family members are increasing, we thank God. But what if God takes away a loved one? Or close your business? Can you still thank God? Can we understand this truth? That everything this world offers, they are not ours. They all belong to God. And Abraham is called the greatest man of faith. Because he did not allow these things to hinder him from following God. He was willing to give up his everything to God. Abraham is truly a man of faith. As he arrived in Mount Moriah, we know how the story ends. He tied up his son Isaac and placed him on the altar. And as he raised his hand about to strike his son, an angel appeared. Do not harm your son. The story of Abraham is a beautiful story of faith. It shows us a man who started with little faith. A man who is like us, who makes mistakes. A man whose faith did not come natural, but he was willing to obey God. This is faith. Believing in His promises.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen.
This is faith. As I end, allow me to tell you a story. Once there was a pastor and his family driving along the highway in the U.S. And as they were driving, there was a cargo truck beside them. It was an 18-wheeler cargo truck. And as they were driving, suddenly a steel bracket about 20 to 30 pounds the steel bracket from the cargo truck hit the gas tank of their car. And because it was a big steel bracket, it pierced the gas tank. And then the car burst into flames. And because the fire was great, he wasn't able to save his family. And in the car, there were eight of them. The husband and wife with their six children. And the parents were only able to save one child. and they witnessed how their five children were burned alive. And so the father grieved. Because he could not do anything, the fire was big. And only to ask God, why do you do this, Lord? Why would you let my children die? Why would you allow them to be burned alive? Why? And as he cried, his wife held his hand and said, the many hardships we have experienced, I now fully understand why. Because God has been preparing us for such a time as this. This is faith, brothers and sisters. None of us has been born with such a great faith. When we started, our faith are small. But as you put your faith in God's hand, His training will allow you to strengthen your faith. Abraham's faith wasn't special. It's the same as ours. He also made mistakes. But in his mistakes, he was willing to get up. And in his failure, he was willing to place his life upon God's hand. And he did not look at the present. He was looking at the future where God would lead him. Brothers and sisters, we all have opportunities to have faith like Abraham. If only you are willing to place your life in God's hand for Him to train you. True, training is difficult. But bring with you an eternal perspective in looking at things. Because this life that we live is short. Remember Andrew's message? Our life is this short. 100 years is short compared to eternity. Don't live for this short time. But look at it with an eternal perspective and live for God. Be willing to place your life in God's hand and training. Faithfully submit to God's training. And although we may not understand, remain faithful to His training. Because we look to the future. Because our hope is in the future, not for the present time. And our hope is that when we go to heaven one day, God will say, come, well done, my faithful servant. This is the faith of Abraham. Let us all learn from him. That when God calls us, we must learn how to immediately and completely obey. And when we don't understand, fix your eyes on God and move. Fix your eyes on God. And lastly, we must learn how to give our all to God. Let us all learn together. So that one day we may also be called hero of faith. Let us pray. Father, by faith we believe that you give us the power to obey. By faith we believe that you also give us the power to love you and to love others. Father, we thank you for this lesson today, that we can come before you, follow you, obey you completely and immediately. We also thank you, Lord, that when we don't understand, we can always look up and know that you are there, guiding us to move forward. Father, give us the courage to give our all for you,
Amen.
Knowing that our hope is in the future Amen. And not for the present time. Amen. Father, we pray that in all the things that we do as we serve you, we will be able to worship you and glorify you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for today's worship, as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.